Welcome to the Visual Studio Tools for Office Developer series, the third of three audio series designed to help you use Visual Studio 2008 to extend Microsoft Office applications as part of your own solutions. This is episode 2 of 11, combining VBA and document level customizations. When you create a document level customization, you can take advantage of two-way interoperability between your Visual Studio Tools for Office customization and VBA code in the document. In other words, you can call VBA code in the document from your customization, and you can also call code in your customization from VBA code in the document. This enables you to leverage existing VBA code without rewriting the VBA functionality in the customization. In the rest of this discussion, I'll refer to the two-way interoperability feature generally as VBA interop. Scenarios for VBA interop. There are two main scenarios where VBA interop is useful. The first scenario is where you have a legacy VBA solution that you want to extend by using Visual Studio Tools for Office without rewriting the existing VBA code. For example, assume you have an Excel workbook that provides a lot of custom features implemented in VBA code. Developers have added features to this workbook over the course of many years, and the workbook is now a stable and important tool in your organization. You now want to extend the workbook to include features that you cannot implement using VBA, such as a group of controls on the ribbon that can be used to access the custom features in the workbook. Although you could port all the VBA code to the Visual Studio Tools for Office customization, this would entail a lot of code conversion and additional testing. Instead, you can create only the new ribbon extension in the Visual Studio Tools for Office customization, and then call into the existing VBA code from events raised by the controls. The second scenario is where you want to expose features that you develop in a Visual Studio Tools for Office customization to end users who can access the features by writing VBA code in the document. For example, you might create a customization that imports data from a web service or a database based on specific criteria. If the end users of your customization also know how to write VBA code, you can expose this feature to them so that they can import data by writing VBA code. Calling VBA code from a Visual Studio Tools for Office customization. To call VBA code, use the run method of the application object in Word or Excel and pass in the name of the VBA macro you want to run. If the VBA macro takes parameters, you can specify these in the remaining parameters of the run method. Note that using the run method is not unique to Visual Studio Tools for Office customizations. This method is part of the Word and Excel object model, so any Office solution that has access to the object model can use it. For example, an application-level add-in. Calling code in a Visual Studio Tools for Office customization from VBA. To enable VBA code to call into your customization, you must configure your project. The process is relatively simple if your project is in Visual Basic. The process for Visual C# projects is a bit more complicated. This is because Visual Basic projects can automate some of the steps that must be performed manually in Visual C#. Exposing code in a Visual Basic project to VBA involves the following basic steps. First, create a document level project that is based on an existing document that already contains macros. This is very important. This feature will not work unless the document already has VBA code. Next, add one or more public methods, properties, or events to one of the classes that Visual Studio Tools for Office automatically generates in your project, such as the classes named This Workbook or This Document. These are the members you want to expose to VBA code. Finally, set the project property called Enable VBA Callers to True. At this point, Visual Studio Tools for Office configures the project so that VBA code in the document can call into the public members you added. VBA developers can access these members by using a property called callVSTOAssembly, which Visual Studio Tools for Office adds to the VBA project in the document. If you're developing a Visual C# project, you must follow the same basic steps, but there are also some additional steps you must follow, as well as some extra code you must add to your project. For more details, see the topic named How to Expose Code in VBA in a Visual C# Project in the MSDN Library. You can get more information by searching for the topics named Combining VBA and Document Level Customizations and Calling Code in Document Level Customizations from VBA in the MSDN Library. Look for all three Visual Studio Tools for Office audio series in the Microsoft Download Center: the Overview series, the Component series, and the Developer series. Thanks for listening.